Welcome back to the Midday Show. And it's my pleasure to welcome two folks from the Woodstock Film Festival. I have with me today Amanda Nassim, who is the shorts programmer for the festival, which, by the way, is running tomorrow, October 15th through Sunday the 19th. And also a filmmaker, Al Markman, of a short that's much anticipated. The name of the short is called Honky Tonk Wednesdays. And it's going to be screening at the Assembly in Kingston Wednesday night, October 15th at 7:30 p.m., along with another documentary called Opryland USA, A Circle Broken. Try and follow here. So they're going to show Honky Tonk Wednesdays, and they're going to show Opryland USA. That will be followed by a live DJ. Her name is DJ Pretty Good. Let me just read before I bring you guys in. Let me introduce the film. Capturing the popularity and spirit of Honky Tonk Wednesdays, held at the Kingston VFW, the festival is featuring the world premiere of Honky Tonk Wednesdays, directed by Al Markman, my guest, and Opryland USA, A Circle Broken, directed by Brandon Vestal. Following the screenings, Honky Tonk Wednesdays co-founder and Texas Steel Guitar Hall of Fame inductee, our friend Cindy Cashdollar, and co-founder of the Love and Spoonful, another friend of the station, musician John Sebastian, will participate in a Q&A. The night continues with two steppin' divinyl country classics spun by the aforementioned DJ Pretty Good. It's a dance party in addition to screening two great documentaries. Welcome to the Midday Show, Al and Amanda. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you so much.
Hi.
Yeah, great, great. It's like off my bucket list now. I'm co-hosting a podcast with Amanda Nassim. I'm such a fan of yours. I think you're such a great interviewer. Yeah. And boy,
I'm a fan too, for the record.
Al, I really enjoyed watching. I had, of course, watched it in advance. What a fun film you made.
Thanks. Appreciate it. It is fun, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, let's for those who aren't familiar with Honky Tonk Wednesdays, Al, why don't you tell us what that is?
It's a dance at a VFW where a live band plays country classics. And, you know, it's the idea is based off this event that happens in Nashville. And this guy, Connor Kennedy, who I know very well now, was going down there and he was like, this would be really fun to bring to Kingston. And they reached out to the VFW and talked to this guy, Jack. And he let them put this event on every Wednesday because, as he said, we got nothing else going on Wednesdays. And it took off. It took off. It was supposed to be like a few weeks, I think, in July, like 3 years ago. And it's still going on. And they mostly do it over the summers, but they'll do a Thanksgiving show. They'll do it. You know, they're all like, the thing is, they're all incredible musicians. As you said, you know, John Sebastian plays with them. Cindy Cashdollar plays she's part of the band. Brian Mitchell comes in. I think Joan Osborne has been there.
And
it's like Connor's described it as this kind of camp event. Like there's a camp aspect to it, which is, you know, goes from like the fact that they're all playing covers to the wood paneling at the VFW. And it's pretty special.
Yeah. And I just wanted to add too, for anybody who's not quite sure what a honky tonk is, you know, this is a laid back social event for working class people. So I think it's actually a really interesting group of people who sort of comes together, like a cross section of the community in Kingston and Ulster County. Al, you want to tell us a little bit more about who shows up for the honky tonk? How many people do you get in there?
They have to cap it at a certain amount. Like the last time I went, it was completely sold out and there was like a line waiting for people to leave. As people left, other people could go in. And I know Connor's mom and she was sticking by that, you know, capacity number and wouldn't let me sneak in.
Connor's family helps run the event, right? She's at the door, isn't she?
Yeah. She runs the tickets. Mama. Mike's usually hanging, his dad's usually hanging behind her with like some ice cream. She gets up and sings sometimes too. She gets up on the stage, or not the stage, but she gets up there with the band and sings. She's great. But you know, from my perspective, I went and it's like, you know, I said it's like walking down a city street. It's just like a cross section of everyone you kind of run across in Kingston, which it is itself a pretty diverse place. I think it's been historically. What I found special about it was just that you couldn't pin down the crowd showing up. It wasn't like, oh yeah, these are like the two-steppers, or like these are like the new city transplants who moved here. It's like everyone.
Well, my partner, she runs or co-runs a story slam further north up in Catskill, New York, every month. And what we're finding is that what started off as a group of middle-aged people convening every first Thursday of the month at the Avalon Lounge, may as well plug it. It kept growing, and the largest number of people that were starting to come were younger people. And I think that what I see in common is the need to get out and engage with each other. I think the area is kind of already sort of, predisposed to some degree socially. If you go to like the Kingston Farmers Market, there's another example of that. But it's like, it's because people are kind of, I don't want to say desperate, but there's a basic need to mingle together. Dancing is a perfect way to do it. Of course, it transcends all languages and politics and everything else.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, and this in particular was like a certain, I mean, I feel like the whole country is going through like a certain recipe where everyone was holed up for a while because of the pandemic. And then along with that, a bunch of people like relocated. And yeah, I feel like people are dying to get out and have a little fun with each other. I mean,
So
oh, they always are, but like, to the nth degree, at least like a few, at least like a couple of years ago, even still.
yeah, I totally agree. I've been really interested in sort of this process of like rural gentrification that we've been seeing in Ulster County and other parts of the Hudson Valley. And so
Film
I,
explores that. You're right. Sorry to interrupt you. Go ahead.
yeah, the film explores that a little bit, and I think just going to the event is a way to sort of start understanding that, because it's like an approachable place for all different kinds of people to come together. So you're sort of seeing like who's here now, you know? And also people, I think through your interviewing, Al, speak pretty honestly too about the area and what's happening lately.
Yeah, I threw that question at them and they're like, oh, I'm just here to have fun. But then they would kind of like just spill their guts about how they felt. It was pretty. I have that effect on people.
You do. You could be the third co-host, and then we wouldn't even have a guest on this episode.
Dangerous. It's dangerous for the person speaking.
I just want to mention too that I think Connor Kennedy, and then sort of, you know, the generation a bit older than him with John Sebastian and Cindy Cashdollar, all of them together sort of brings out a multi-generational crowd too. And I think like Connor's sort of representing like the next sort of, you know, moment of Woodstock music in a big way. And so it's amazing that this event is popping off.
Well, again, yeah. I mean, they have mutual, these older musicians and the younger ones have such a mutual respect. And, they all have in common is a love of performing together. And that kind of music, which makes people dance, is such a pleasure for everybody to be able to perform. But they're all such pros, Amanda, I know it's not a short technically, but again, Honky Tonk Wednesdays is playing with another documentary on Wednesday night called Opryland USA Circle Broken, directed by Brandon Vestal. Do I have the name right?
Yeah, you got that right.
You want to talk just a little bit about that while we're hanging out?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm super excited we can do a double feature. It's not going to be too long of a runtime. This is a shorty feature. It's about 70 minutes. And this is about the unexpected closure of the Opryland USA theme park in Nashville. This was the center of Nashville. It was beloved. 70% of the population in the United States lived within 600 miles of this theme park. And so it was extremely popular over the years. I went there as a girl in the 90s, and I remember having a great time. But it was also where a ton of, you know, Broadway performers started out, like seriously, extremely talented singing and dancing and honoring the traditions of American country music. Private equity ruined the whole thing, bought it up, made it into a mall, and the community was heartbroken. So we're gonna watch Opryland USA: A Circle Broken as well, and the director and producer of that film are gonna join us too. We'll talk to Al, we'll talk to Cindy Cashdollar and John Sebastian for post-screening Q&A.
Very exciting. All right, guys. Thank you so much, Al. Thank you so much, Amanda. And people should head over to woodstockfilmfestival.org and get tickets for Wednesday night before it's completely sold out, and for the rest of the festival as well.
While you're there, please check out the rest of the lineup. It's actually our largest programming lineup ever. There's things that just world premiered at the Telluride Film Festival, at the Venice Film Festival. I mean, we are showing world-class global cinema at this festival right here in the Hudson Valley.
Congratulations, Amanda, on really
Ah, thank you.
knocking it out of the ballpark there with your programming. Well done.
Gus Van Sant, Noah Baumbach, Michael Madsen, in his
Oh,
lab
there's
teacher concessions.
it's going to be a fantastic festival. Thank you guys for so much.
Thank you.